Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guess, Joan Hunter is red hot for the Messiah. I think, Joan, we could probably take the whole week and talk about people that were healed while you were a guest on our radio or on our television show. But you were telling me before we went on the air about a woman that heard our radio interview when I interviewed you in 2008. What happened?
She was so excited. It's the first time she's actually seen me in person. And in 2014, you know, 6 years later, and she says, I just started speaking through the radio program we were on, and I spoke out, and put your hand on your heart, put your hand on wherever you hurt. She was totally, completely healed. She got a healed and whole heart. She had high blood pressure, palpitations, anxiety, and everything, and she has been totally free from that day to this and going to stay healed in Jesus' name.
Well, you know what I know? I know that you could pray that same prayer right now, and those that have any heart issue, high blood pressure of any kind will be healed. I know that. Would you pray for them right now, just like you prayed for that woman back in, what, 2008?
Yes. Put your hand on your heart. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing in Jesus' name. I speak healed and whole, brand new hearts in Jesus' name. Any blockage to be gone, the valves to function properly. I see several people with a heart murmur. That heart murmur to be completely gone in Jesus' name. I curse any spirit of anxiety in Jesus' name and fear, because fear is the main thing that grips the heart. And all trauma to go, I curse every bit of fear in Jesus' name, any form of anxiety, palpitations, you know, irregular heartbeat, just a Holy Ghost pacemaker put in Jesus' name, health and wholeness. Also, any form of broken heart syndrome where the heart, physical heart, had been shredded. Father, I speak healed and whole hearts right now in Jesus' name.
And, you know, as the anointing is so high on Joan that I'm hearing words of knowledge, and I can't ever remember having heard this before, and I'm going to speak this out, and I know it's for you. If this is your condition, it's going to be gone in Jesus' name. I'm hearing HIV. I'm hearing AIDS. You are free in Jesus' name, and your blood is becoming, the blood of Jesus is going through your veins and right now and through your entire body and flushing out all HIV in Jesus' name.
Holy Ghost blood transfusions in Jesus' name.
Love that. Joan, you seem like such a positive person, but there is something beyond positive thinking. It's called praising God. That's very important in your life. Would you teach a little bit on that?
Yes, it's very important. As I was sharing earlier, that we're to ask, not whine or beg, pray, expect, then move into the praise and thank you. Thank God as if, you know, if you're believing for a financial miracle, thank Him as if you've already received it. Because in the spirit realm, we have received it, and we, in our level of faith, needs to be out there and say, Father, I thank you that this is mine, it's part of the covenant. I praise you for blessing me. I praise you for my healing. Father, I just thank you. And sometimes when I pray for people's knees, you know, just Holy Ghost knee replacements, and people get knees all the time. It's just so awesome. And then they have to cancel their surgery. Praise God. And but sometimes they'll get the new knees, but they'll be a little stiff. So I'll tell them to just kind of walk out their healing physically and literally, and I'll have them try to work on small marching steps, moving into larger marching steps. And with every step, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, is four syllables. therapist will tell you to do 1, 2, 3, 4. So we might as well do thank you, Jesus. Walk out our healing. I call it Holy Ghost therapy. And there's somebody out here, several people actually, that have problems with your rotator cuff. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing. I speak those rotator cuffs to be completely freed up, the frozen shoulders to go, all trauma to the shoulder to go, complete shoulder replacements in Jesus' name. So start raising your arms up and say, thank you, Jesus, up and down. Thank you, Jesus. And you're going to see all that pain is gone. Mobility is restored. Same thing with knees. Father, we send the word of healing for new knees in Jesus' name. No surgeries, total, all new cartilage, all new bones, all arthritis to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Start doing wiggling your legs around and your knees, and thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you something, Joan. Before you said that, I could see people. In fact, I'm going to have you pray this again because someone might have missed it that's listening. If you have problems with your knees, or even a doctor has gone so far as to say you need surgery, if you will put your hands on that knee that needs the surgery, that has the problem, and I want you to zero in, Joan, on getting them a new knee in Jesus' name right now. I know there's angels of healing that just run when you command in Jesus' name. I want those angels to go now.
Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we send new knees in the name of Jesus. Father, I just speak all new joints. Just a whole brand new joint in the left knee and in the right knees in Jesus' name, and begin to thank him and praise him for your healing in Jesus' name.
Joan, I ask a lot of people this question. Tell me what your prayer life is like. What do you do when you say, I've got a half hour, I've got an hour, I've got 2 hours, whatever it is, and this is my time with God? What do you usually do?
Well, for example, today, in praying for being on the program and so forth, I separated myself. I am married, and my husband and I pray together and so forth. God restored me and gave me an awesome husband about 10 years ago. And he's very, very spirit-filled. He's awesome. But I'm going to separate myself. So I went outside, and I just started, walking and praying in the Spirit, praising him in advance for the people that would be healed as we recorded the radio program today. And just praising him, sometimes out loud, sometimes really loud, and singing in the Spirit and just worshiping him, because it's his power that heals through me. It is his power that anoints my words as they go forth through the radio. And then just praying to him, and I'm just like, Father, I just thank you for vision being restored as I'm speaking today. And this is the things I was praying earlier in the day in preparing for this program. That the healing power of God, not the healing power of Joan, nothing of Joan, but to him be glorified. Not me to be lifted up, but Father, let your name be glorified in all that I do. And that's my heart's desire, is to just worship him. And then I pray, and as I pray, I get the funnest thing, people healed. As they come up to the front on walkers and canes, and they have somebody else put their walker in their car, and they take their cane, and they're going, whoa, whoa, instead of it using it to walk. What joy that brings me.
Now, it's so hard for me to believe, but you, at one point in your life, felt totally unworthy, and you had to actually learn how to say thank you?
Well, my life is very interesting, as you know, but being told dumb, stupid, ignorant, never be able to read or write, this is my 14th book. That's pretty awesome. And so we have to overcome what the label that the enemy has put on us, or doctors, ADHD, ADD, cancer, schizophrenia, bipolar. And we live up to what they say because they're people of authority. But I had to remove that label. And I had to get to the point where I didn't really know who I was. I was lost in the shadow of my parents. I was lost in the shadow of my now ex-husband, lost in the shadow of my four awesome girls, of being the role of a mother, but not really knowing who I was. And I had to ask God, I said, God, really, you know, how important am I to you? You know, when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I thought, you know, God can get somebody else to do what he's called me to do. And I had no real purpose in my life because my life had been destroyed. I realized I had four awesome reasons to live, and it's Charity, Spice, Melody, and Abigail, my four girls. And through that, God healed me and gave me a desire to be healed. But see, there's two important days in our life that are really, really important. Number one, the day we were born and the day we discover why we were born. And I know that I'm doing what I was born to do. You know, 14 years ago, sitting in the back row, letting my parents do everything, and God forbid them to give me a microphone or try to get me on the radio, try to get me on television. That was like the greatest fear of my life. But I realized in order for millions of people to hear his healing power of God and to hear his incredible love, I had to get over that. And I love being on the radio. I love being on television. I even own my own microphone that goes with me around the world because I know that what God has done in my heart, and God can do it for other people.
And you know what? The devil sabotaged you from fulfilling your destiny. I think whatever we're the weakest at, that's where our strengths are supposed to be.
And when the enemy tried to destroy me emotionally, physically, financially, I have a tremendous anointing for healing in the body, mind, soul, spirit, and finances. I have walked that out. Ephesians 2, verse 7, in the Living Bible, it says that God wants to point to us as an example of his incredible wealth, of his favor and kindness in all he has done for us through Christ Jesus.
You know what? Our time is up. But if this teaching is charging your batteries, and I'm sure it is, wait till you get her brand new book and three CDs on how to receive and then how to keep God's blessings and miracle maintenance for every area of your life for a gift of $35. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org to hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural. Visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Call 1-800-447-2697 or log on to our website to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter or materials catalog. I really want to mentor you monthly to walk in the supernatural of God. Log into our website and get information on how you can join our mentoring clubs by becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.